even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, Tom Merritt here. We've got new episodes of Know a Little More in the works, but we like to reach back in the archives because we know not all of you have heard all the episodes. This episode is about MAC addresses. It was originally released August 6th, 2020. We have not added anything to it since the original episode, but here it is about MAC addresses. This says you need a MAC address, but you have a PC. Wait, that's not what it means? Are you confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about MAC addresses. A MAC address has nothing to do with a Macintosh computer. It's kind of an all men are Socrates thing. All Macs have MAC addresses, but not all MAC addresses are in Macs. The MAC in MAC address stands for Media Access Control. Also has nothing to do with the news media. The MAC address is a unique number assigned to the network interface controller, or NIC, in your device, your network card. So it's a number used to identify your computer or your phone or other device to the network. Now, some people get confused between this and an IP address, and we're not going to get into what an IP address is here, but the simple version is an IP address is assigned by your internet provider and can change. The MAC address is assigned to your device, and it generally only changes if you swap out the network card. The MAC address is used by Ethernet, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth to keep straight which device is which. A lot of router management software lets you see what devices are connected to your network, and the way they do it is the MAC address. That's those weird numbers and letters with colons separating them. So how does the MAC address get assigned to a device? Well, they're almost always assigned by the device manufacturer. The MAC address itself is usually a 48-bit number represented as six groups of two hexadecimal digits, often separated by colons, sometimes hyphens. If you're like, what's hexadecimal? Hexadecimal means after the number 9, you get letters A through F. So it can be anywhere from 0 to F. That's why MAC addresses are sometimes 85:6F, etc. The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, aka the IEEE, manages allocations of MAC addresses and also manages a 64-bit address space for non-Ethernet applications. We'll leave that one aside since the 48-bit address space is where most of the devices are these days still. The first part of a MAC address usually contains an Organizationally Unique Identifier, or OUI. OUIs are 24-bit numbers, so they're half the MAC address, and you purchase those from the IEEE. So those first three pairs of numbers and letters in your MAC address are the OUI. They tell you who made the device. The rest of the address is assigned by the organization that made the device, however they want. The only rule is they can't assign the same number to more than one device, right? The version of the MAC address is often called the hardware address, the Ethernet hardware address, or maybe the burned-in address. In fact, burned-in address is the one I see most often because it's meant to be permanent. It's meant that this address always goes with this network card. So it ends up being something like 00:14:22:9F:86:61. In that example, if you know your stuff, you'd say that's a Dell because the OUI, those first six numbers, 00:14:22, is the OUI assigned to Dell equipment. These burned-in addresses assigned by manufacturers are also called a universally administered address. They're considered a universally administered address. There is something called a locally administered address. That can be assigned by a network administrator, and it overrides the burned-in address. But most people on home networks, your MAC address is the one that came with your machine. And you want it to always be the same. It's good for network diagnosis. It allows other things like filtering network access by MAC address. That way you can only let devices you know and trust connect to a network. Any other MAC address just gets bounced. Also keep in mind that one device, like your laptop, can have more than one MAC address. The MAC address, like we keep saying, is tied to the network interface card. So if you have an Ethernet adapter and a wireless adapter, those will each have their own MAC addresses, even though they're in the same machine. Now, I keep saying most of the time MAC addresses don't change because, as I mentioned once, there's the locally administered address, and some network interfaces support changing their MAC addresses. Also, some utilities permit randomizing the MAC address at the time of booting to prevent tracking. So in that case, they'd be the same until you reboot, and then they'd be different. And this is probably going to cause the most confusion. Android, Linux, Windows, and iOS randomize the assignment of a MAC address when scanning for wireless access points. So the access points, the Wi-Fi that you're connecting to, doesn't see your true MAC address in those cases. This prevents tracking. You're not connecting to the vast majority of the Wi-Fi access points your phone scans, right? When you're walking around downtown, driving around, you're passing, so you don't know how many Wi-Fi access points you're passing, and you don't want them all to know your true MAC address because that's a way you could be tracked. So why leave a trail? So it doesn't, in that case, give your true MAC address out. All right, but most of the time, your MAC address is the same, especially on your home network. You want it to be the same. How do you find your MAC address? Well, you probably want to look in your operating system. Some devices print them on the box, but where'd you put the box again? They also could be on a very tiny label on the machine, which means you need your glasses, so OS is your best bet. In Windows, you can find it just by running ipconfig. In Linux, you can run fconfig. You can do a similar thing in Mac, but it's also in the advanced network section of system preferences, which most Mac users will probably be easier to find. In iOS, it's in the about section of general under settings. And in Android, it's in status under about device, also in settings. I hope this helps you know the difference between a Mac and a MAC address, the difference between an IP address and a MAC address, and helps you understand all those weird numbers and letters separated by colons that you sometimes see. In other words, I hope now you know a little more about MAC addresses.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.